Welcome to my basement, everybody. This is our Dark Knight bonus show.
Bonus show.
Scott is here with me. We are talking about
bonus show.
Dark Knight Rises still, but this is kind of in response to some of the feedback that we got from our review and
Can't we put this damn thing in our rearview mirror and move on with our lives already?
No, come on. This is going to live on forever. He has created a testament that is going to stand for all time around the Batman mythos.
I have kind of already moved on, but let's do this bonus show anyway.
Okay, well, we got some good feedback and lots of people disagreeing with our review.
Some people were very upset.
In our comments, yes. Absolutely. A lot of name
some mothers calls. Who yeah name
I had a lot of dudes that their avatar or their profile pic was them shirtless flexing in the bathroom.
So I get a lot of those dudes too. I don't get
and
it.
And they said I was completely off my rocker.
Maybe that was actually Bane.
Maybe it was Bane. That's what
Bane lookalikes is who it could have been.
But we also got some very thoughtful, counter criticism, with some really pointed
and also a lot of people
notes.
Who were in agreement, in accord with us, who were saying, like, I'm really getting tortured by my buddies, but I felt the same way you guys did. Yep. I didn't like it, and a lot of people are suffering.
I struck on today. I actually recognized what would have made the entire film a lot stronger.
Oh, boy.
And it's really simple.
Go ahead.
All right?
If it was an hour shorter?
If Bruce Wayne wasn't a recluse that was hobbling around at the beginning of the movie, if he was a tough-as-nails Batman who was still, fighting the last vestiges of crime in Gotham, maybe still grieving about Rachel Dawes, but if he was not a recluse that had to use a cane to get around, how much better would the battle with Bane have been? That would have been a really significant fight because he would have broke his back and sent him to the pit, and that's all that he needed to do. But the fact that he had to, kind of get off of his ass at the beginning because he's just in his funk, and then he gets back into the pit and has to get off his ass again, that was crazy.
I don't know if that would have fixed everything. I hear what you're saying. I think it would have made the movie slightly better. I probably would have given that movie 1 point higher than I gave this one.
Well, there we go. We would have earned a point.
Right.
Milan Jajen, I'm sorry for butchering your name.
It's poor Milan.
Milan Jajenjan. Well, that's Jajenjan. I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Or
that sounds right. Jajenjan.
Milan Jajenjan.
Okay, go.
Right. Well,
Jesus.
I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, but they've got two different characters in their profile. I apologize, Milan. Milan says, I absolutely love the ending. It had a Dark Knight Returns feel to it. Everyone believes Bruce is dead. He lives happily ever after with Selina and Alfred, is given peace finally, and knowing that his friend has found true happiness. I love that. I also enjoyed how Bruce tells Blake that Batman is just an idea. Anyone can be Batman. And this, Victor, is this true or is it not? And I think that's right. I think Nolan's big message there is that Batman is a concept and that he's taken by the people and other people can be Batman, which, we would likely see if he were to extend the universe. But, it wasn't about the themes. It wasn't about the message or it wasn't about the story. It was the way that the movie was put together that really affected
just
you.
Such a miserable 3 hours. It was such a slog.
Well, I think you're over emphasizing how nasty it was.
No, and I'm angry. I don't have 3 hours just to give to things like this. My time is very important.
I don't think it was a terrible
Nolan wasted my time.
But I think that the messages and the themes and the storyline that really resonated and connected with people. I think they were just so invested with it that they just you forgave any of its faults.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I think that people had so much invested in the first two movies. They've seen those movies so many times. People have committed those movies, lines of dialogue to memory, scenes that they will think about on their deathbeds.
Yeah.
There's no way that they can't like the third movie. Of course they're going to like the third
movie. Well, I've heard from a lot of people that this is the third part. It's the third connection of a singular story, and it doesn't really stand alone. It really needs Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. And I kind of go along with that because there is some resolution with the Ra's al Ghul storyline. I think that's kind of cool. And the other thought and comment that I've gotten, too, is that Batman and Bruce Wayne, we are seeing the totality of his life in this story. And we're seeing a person's life and through the lens of it being a realistic you know, viewpoint that this would actually happen to somebody and the damage that it would cause physically and emotionally to actually become Batman. We're seeing some of that stuff. And I agree with that. I think that Nolan did hit some of those notes, but it's just the structure, it's just the way that he put this third movie together. It just doesn't look as polished or isn't as presented as well as the last two
films. Well, like a lot of third movies, this movie was made by people who were very tired, who were very exhausted. It feels like it was made by a bunch of tired people, people who were running on creative fumes.
Craig Green says, I think you nailed it when you commented on the big difference between Whedon and Nolan. Nolan isn't a comic book fan, and I think that he has every right to take it in his own direction, and he's obviously connected with millions of people. Now, this one is a massive hit, and I think that I saw somebody do the equation on it, if it had been a 3D film, it would have done better business than The Avengers in its opening weekend, which is unbelievable. You know, people are very satisfied with this movie, and I can't fault them for that.
A lot of people aren't satisfied
with
this movie.
A lot of people aren't, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a movie in recent memory that has more effectively polarized people than this movie. There's so many critics, so many voices, so many colleagues who I respect who love this movie, so many colleagues who I respect hated this movie.
Yeah.
And I can't, I mean, I still, you know, I read a review from my friend Evan Narcisse posted on Kotaku.
Hi, Evan.
And you know, for a minute there, I'm looking, I'm like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about this movie. Maybe Evan's got the right point of view. And then I sort of shook my head a few times and shook off the review. And you know, he made some valid points for sure.
Yeah.
Evan's a smart guy. He's a huge comic book fan.
Yep.
And loved the movie to death. But I, you know, still in the end, I can't see what's excellent about this thing, at least from my point of view. This is the kind of Batman movie I would have made.
There is an excellent movie in here. There is.
It's like 45 minutes of interesting stuff.
No, but there is an excellent movie in here. It's just the way that it's structured and the way that it's all sort of collapsed together and scenes are pushed and schmooshed together that it doesn't flow. It doesn't have that liftoff that the previous two did.
I think film school students will study this thing for how not to make a film. There are so many film 101 errors in this thing, so many stupid, suspect choices, so many illogical things. I mean, we've been joking, Blake Siefkin here at the office, he's been we've been having these jokes about, like, how does he have a TV down in the worst prison in the world? He's got cable down there. Batman, you must suffer now. You do not get Showtime HD.
There's so many. The only channel you get is Gotham. Reckoning.
Some guy tweeted us today who said, why do all the cops come out after 5 months and they don't have long beards? What are they doing, shaving and washing?
What were they eating?
There?
Each other? That was the other side of this movie. They were alive in the sewer.
There are so many plot holes. And again, we've talked about it before. The Dark Knight had problems, but Batman Begins had problems.
Yeah.
But The Dark Knight Rises has huge, insurmountable, unforgivable, illogical problems.
Was it that he had two movies worth of content or something?
It feels
that
like he has eight movies in
I
here
know,
he wants
really,
to make.
Right? It's
yeah,
like
make
there was
a
another film that he could have made out of The Dark Knight Rises.
He should have made four movies if you want to make four movies.
Yeah,
what Jackson's doing with The Hobbit. Just stretch it out, man. Make all the movies you want.
We obviously would be there for it. Jose Acosta said, when the lady says... And we have to say this again, but there are lots of spoilers of this podcast. So
yeah,
if you haven't seen The Dark Knight,
they're like, wait, they told me everything in that last podcast.
Well, there's a scene in the movie where a lady says to Blake, you should go by your real name. And then she says, Robin. And that was a facepalm moment for me because it's just spelling it out so
painfully.
Painfully. Yeah. And Jose Acosta
we got
says,
it, man. We figured it out.
This is for the masses, that 80% of the people wouldn't get it if she said, Dick or Richard. But that's his first name. If you should go by your old name of Grayson or something like that. And that's the name that the lady should have said. Grayson.
I know, this has been bothering you.
Oh, it's
you brought it up
crazy.
A few times.
It's driving me crazy.
You know, the only good thing out of all of this has been your Bane voice, which is really fun to listen to. And we also do a Batman voice. And in fact, we're thinking about doing a holiday album, a
we
Christmas album,
yeah.
Where Batman and Bane sing all of your holiday favorites.
Silent night, oh holy night.
Silver bells. Where are the silver bells?
It is your reckoning.
Gotham in winter.
I don't know, man. We could keep talking about this forever, and I think people are probably bored about us bitching about The Dark Knight Rises. I want to see it again. Do you want to see it again?
Yeah, you want to go see it again?
I do.
I don't want to have to do another podcast about it, though.
No,
I don't think
we're not
going to
talk about it again.
About
the
it.
Next thing that you'll hear about The Dark Knight Rises from us, either of us, would be a 140-character tweet.
But we,
and that will be it.
We do appreciate all of your postings to the website.
Yeah.
You know, some people wrote full reviews on the website. Incredible amounts of effort and energy put into this at epdaily.tv.
Yeah, we read everything that you guys are posting.
We do.
And we appreciate it.
Even
like
the
crazy.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah, and listen, we...
And we have feelings.
We have feelings, but we also respect that you have your own opinions about all this stuff. And, you know, when we review something, we're not saying this is the definitive word. This is our opinion. This is what we think for us. This is how this stuff effectively entertained us or not, you know? So by all means, make up your own minds and see these things. And The Dark Knight Rises, even though it didn't get the greatest score from either of us, I think we can both agree, you got to see this movie.
It's been interesting, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I think that to measure a movie's worth sometimes, or measure a game's worth, or measure anything we talk about, is how much time we devote to talking about that movie or game or
totally.
TV show.
Yeah.
And this is something, you know, we've been talking about this nonstop.
We're
going to
be talking
now.
About this at the Rocket and Reagan Awards this year.
We will. People will still be weighing in, and you know, it's enjoyable. It's fun to have this dialogue. I mean, this is why we do what we do.
Absolutely. So listen, if you haven't already, love it if you would subscribe to Vic's Basement Podcast on iTunes, and if you have the time and would give us a rating, we'd really appreciate that as
five
well.
Five stars, 4 stars maybe. This is a bonus episode.
they got
you can't
this one
complain.
For free.
This is a freebie.
They've had two. Well, no, they got all the other ones for free.
Our deal with you is we do them once a week, except for this week when you got a double pack.
Bonus.
Bonus episode.
Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.